Accession number 12710, Mr. John Avery, reel 10.
Mr. John Avery, reel 10. What day did you arrive in Egypt, Mr. Avery?
Well, I think it was approximately around in July. We landed in the desert, like, you know, in Egypt.
What are your memories of it at that time?
Well, as I say, like, you know, first time of being abroad, at that thing, we just thought you would land in such a way on Rikisat sort of style after you come off the weed, off the ship, like, you know. We got marched to this camp, crossing camp.
What was that like?
Well, it was just the routine, you know, the usual effort, carrying weapons, do drills and one thing and another. The usual sort of army stuff you had to do. It was all it was that we did there. Oh, we got a lower out, like, you know, to the...
Was there many places to go to and much to see?
I think, well, there wasn't really. As I say, there were only small places, like, you know, but we never... At that time, I can't remember myself ever getting out to any thing. I may have done, but I kind of just think.
How did you find the heat?
Well, to be honest and true for myself, being gingerhead and my skin was very thin, it didn't suit me one iota. And at that particular place we were at, I mean to say, I mean, with that sun, it just touched me skin and used to pray it off. And that particular place, I got that dysentery and diarrhea, like, you know, and I was vomiting and both ends, what a mess I was in. I went to get to the hospital, that little... There were that many going in at the time. They had this little hospital, you know, put up, like, you know, so we took us in. I never forget the lad's name. He's dead now. He belonged to Bishop Auckland. Well, he didn't really belong to Bishop Auckland, but he married a girl from Bishop Auckland. Bill Orton, they called him. A lunch corp in the SIGs. And he carried me into the thing. I couldn't walk, you know. Carried me in on his back into the hospital, just lay on his bed. Oh dear me.
What kind of treatment did they give you for it?
Well, it's very little. Well, you know, he did got nothing to eat. So it was like most. It to me, I never tell you exactly what to make it look like salt water and, like, you know, and such as that, like, you know. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was. I don't know, I was in there 2 or 3 days and I come round, like, you know, I was champion. Come out. And as I say, like, you know, was that week, like, you know, well, you might have seen a photo, I had a photograph taken. And with the 6 of us, and I was in the middle, I was as white as a ghost. That was round, well, it would be around about, you would call it, place, Ismailia. I think it was in that region. I'm not, like, you know, I might be wrong, but I think it was in that region, Ismailia. That's where we were at. That's where that photograph was taken, I think.
Did you suffer from sunburn because of having a fair skin?
Well, yes, I did. You see, we were all red, and you could, like, you know, if you touch your desert shores, and you know.
Were you issued with anything to protect your skin?
No. All your skin, but you had very long-sleeved shirts, and you just pull them down. But as you know, as the time went on, you got that use of it. Your skin got the use of it. It used to be all freckles. Well, you know, and when the thing got the use of it, all the freckles had just turned into one. I got the use of it again. But as I say, the first was going out there, we'll say the first couple of months or so. It was rough.
Had the food changed from what you had been used to?
Well, I don't know if to me it changed a lot. You know, you got your stews and one thing and another, like, you know. And you got for sweet oranges and, like, you know. And to me, it could have been, maybe, I don't know, the oranges and you got, or maybe the pop, like, you know, the lemonade they were selling out there, you might have been done by the right water, you drunk that, like, you know. Because as I say, you drank a lot, like, you know, because you were perspiring a lot, sweating, you know, a lot. So that could have caused the dystery and that. I don't know. As I said, lots of things. And you maybe say you might have getting your meals, like, you know, and the flies getting at it, you're fighting the flies sort of type for it. And then while you're getting at it, you never know. You don't know till exactly how it started.
How bad were the flies?
Oh, quite a lot. You see. They got badly further when you got further up into the desert, like, you know, keep knocking you, flopping out to bait them over the groove, sort of style, out your Dixie.
Mm. Right.
But as I say, that was just as it really was, like, you know.
Where did you go to next?
From there, after we got the thing, we went to Cyprus.
How did you get across?
Just one day we were told to get packed and kids straight away, the least, you know, and carried no overweight and an out like that, you know, the least baggage, like, until they were banging on the truck. And you were transported to the docks, like, you know. So going somewhere else, like, was straight on the Royal Naval battleships, well, not cruisers and destroyers. And I don't forget the one we were on. There was the Ajax we travelled from. And wondered why, like, you know, he didn't get sold away, you know, he just plucked up and off you went, sort of time. And anyway, we got on this thing, the Civajac, and we were on there, and night time came, well, just before night time, like, you know, something like this. He set away, and he were travelling, mind. I said, these what? Ships could not, they could not travel, motorboats, like, you know, just going through, right? And they weren't half travelling, and, we're on, like, for a short while, like, you know, we bought some cigarettes to the Navy canteen, woodbines, and they were better woodbines than we really got. They were in a tin, the capstans and like that, you know. And the woodbines was as big as the captain, like, you know. The only fault we found with them, like, you know, we did a lot of saltpeter, you know, a lot of Southgate in New Zealand. And we landed at night time in Famagusta. You know, like twilight, like, you know, dark, like, you know, but you could make out people, like, you know. Well, like, you know, you couldn't actually tell who they were, but you know there were people there, you know, destroyed, and the Navy destroyed your kit off, like, you know, they destroyed it off, because there was no proper things to take them off with. They just took off, the stuff got dropped in there, in the harbour. If we got our gate, like we got our thing on the trucks through the night, and we landed at I didn't know where we were going, like nobody knew where we were going. And we landed there, we found out it was Larnaca, along the beaches. Along the young side of the beach where the salt lake was supposed to be, and there's like a little woody grove effort, and we're all in there just in little in bivouacs, like, you know. And we were there for a few weeks.
Were you able to move around?
Oh, yes.
How did you find Cyprus?
Eh?
How did you find the place?
I found it was very nice. I thought it was a nice country myself, like, you know. We enjoyed it, like, you know, when we were there.
And what were the people like?
Well, they were fairly decent, like, you know. To me, they were fairly decent. I don't know if there was any other incidents to say any different, like, you know.
Did you get much chance to meet them and to be with them?
Ah, yes. Because, as I say, we were there for a while, and we got into Larnaca. I'll never forget one talking about this. Like, you met Jimmy Cogney, and we're all down there. Jackie Jim and Bobby Vaughan and all the lot were down there in the Larnaca itself, like, you know, loud out, like, you know. And along the seafront, like, the cafes, you know, the brandy, Ennis's 3-star brandy, 18 pence a bottle, like that, you know. Oh, lovely. Well, now I've given a big lick. So I started, but if you wanted beer, there was beer, like, you know. We didn't have enjoy it, didn't I?
What else did you do in Larnaca? What else did you find to do? Were there other things you could get involved in?
Well, we did a lot of swimming there in Larnaca, and the thing about the beaches, to me, I can still picture nice white sandy beach, like just curved around, and you could go out for a long way, clear water, like, you know, and the water wasn't that deep, you know. Going well right out, you know. Oh, it's a swim right out there. But I can remember one day, I mean, you see, some of the lads there just swimming in the noddy, like, you know. So I went out there. I remember one lad there come back and he's screaming, he's celebrated, being stung on his old man by a starfish. No, he says, it went all red, just, I said, the one that's been with dirty woman, like, you know, he killed him on. He says, no, he said, he's been stung, which, and, you know, that was the only thing about these starfish, the stinging, you know, the sting you. But, as I say, it was lovely swimming out there. I enjoyed it. Well, I always liked swimming, I did.
Talking about the women, were the girlfriends taken up on?
Well, to be honest and truthful, we never did. We never had no. There were friends there, like, you know, but you chatted, like, and not as much as thing, because you got a lot of talking about this and that, you know. You don't want to do this, you know. But when you think back on yourself now, there might have been the best girls in the world. But you got that pumped in the air now.
You've been warned about it. And this was this the VD and
Dave? All that effort, aye. And as I say, they had a street there for brothels, like, you know, Water Street, they call it. And the MPs on didn't allow it to go up. So, as you say there, they didn't allow you to go up at all.
Had you been told why you were in Cyprus at this stage?
No, not at be honest with yourself, they used to never tell you nothing. You were there, and you went. Fuck you, and you went again. Where you had to go to. No, they never tell you why, exactly why you were there.
What were you doing?
Well, I tell you, we were making defences, like, you know, on the island. And the most we did, helped to build the runway just outside Nicky Sea, like a little place. We'd shifted from Larnaca then, from Larnaca, it went to a little village called Cockatay Timothy. And we used to go from there to build this runway, because you could see across to Turkey from there. That's when I think it was Tiki Yates was our CEO then, and Sammy Batty was the second command.
What was Yates like? Did you get much chance to get to know him?
Yates. Well, not really. You didn't get much chance to. I didn't have much real contact with Tiki Yates, but I had more contact with Sammy Batty. Where he was colonel, he was major then, but he became colonel of the battalion.
What were you particularly doing? What was your job at this time?
Just the same. Still the same. They're still the same, like, you know. That's always our job, just the same. And as I say, we went to this place there, and we were always just, the weather was good, like, you know, in little bivouacs, pomegranates, fruit trees, and grapes, esterfeles, you used to call them. The things used to go on Mr. Failies. And you used to say, Le Vendi Protestaxi, you know, you got on well with them. This bloke used to have a little plot of land, like where we were staying. He had his donkey in the well going around, like, you know, drawing water out, you know. And it was, as I say, there was pomegranates and limes, you know, all that was there. And from there we went to, like, you know, had a move round. We went to Limassol, like, you know, down there, where I was swimming down there, down in Limassol, that little bay, it was lovely in there. And we were up in the Trodust Mountains, up there.
What were you doing up there?
Oh, just, like, you know, training sort of style, you know, the training. That's when you come to know what it was all about now, you know why you were going here and going there. We just thought you were just having a training exercise, like, you know. You used to go up there and you used to get this tree, olive trees, you know, up there. And you know them locusts. You used to get with your kids and you used to sherbet bugs and that, like, that locust. It was be stuck, so that's laid on the floor, and you pick it up, you know, you got sick of it, you know. Well, while I was there, anyway, But we got near Christmas, it was near Christmas time, like, you know, coming on that way. About, was it in November or something like that? It could have been October, November, somewhere in them thing. I was saying all these harmonies, and I said, oh, I bet my mother could deal with them for making Christmas cake and that, like, you know. So we bought a box, you know, they were about that long, about that depth, made of wood, all wood thingy. And also, them little tangerines, you know, sent a few boxes there, a couple of boxes of them. So, more than got them, like, you know. But once you got the tangerines, they were well ripe, ripened, like, because they were green when we sent them, like, you know. But as I say, Sheila made something of them.
Was post coming through to you from home?
Yes, why?
And were you receiving parcels at this stage?
Yes, not exactly parcels. I never received one to be on there, but I'd say the parcels did get through. Because if my memory sent it right, you used to get the airmails, you know, just to thing like the photo started, like, I think, and they sent them home, you know. I have one in the house somewhere where it was Christmas, on Christmas time, a carrier on the thing, like, and Roy Grill, Merry Christmas to your mother and father, like, and your grandmother and all that, like, you know.
What was your health like in Cyprus?
I was great. Great then. After getting out of that, been in that hospital like 3 or 4 days with that dysentery and that. After that, my health picked up. Put beef on again, like, you know, back to normal again after that, like, you know.
Did you see any problems between the Cypriot Greek and the Cypriot Turks?
No, because it's what makes me wonder why this war was ever on. Thing, I don't know what thing, because when we were there, we used to go all over the island. There was no difference between none of them. They seemed to live happily, all right, in Nicosia. When we used to go for a day or at the weekend, like, you know, to Nicosia. Of course, you used to go to one little cafe there. You used to go, and it was always called Nick the Greek, like, you know. And you always got a good meal there. And the Turks, you could walk in the Turkish area, and they were all right, you know. They never seemed to say anything about you. You could walk anywhere. And that's what made me wondered why all these are all stirred up. Well, as I say, it's like anything, it's only somebody just to stir muckraking, and then it can turn into a disaster, can't it? So that's, to me, I always thought they all got on well. I was quite surprised.
Had you the same officer, personal officer, as you'd had?
Let me see, I can't remember who was our officer then. We had that many, say, inside. You know. I don't know who was our officer. Unless we got... I don't think it was left hand doors. But it could have been, I don't know. I kind of think of any... As I say, when we were at HQ, we didn't seem to have an officer, just a sergeant, and the adjutant and all that, and them used to say to me, looking after us.
There'd be no changes in your own little group?
No. We're all the same then, right up to the end. We're all buglers. There was all little... There was, as I say, there was Bobby Van, Jackie German, Jimmy Singlewood, Bobby Van, myself. There was a lot called Jim Lonson. He was the oldest lot with us. He was the second battalion. Codger Kelly. He was a Lance Corporal.
Were you still a private?
Oh, I was still a buck then. I was still a private then. But me and Codger, as I say, we did the bugling coming from England, me and him. I did all the bugling. Codger didn't go with us, he left us. I don't know where he went to after and come back on the boat. I did all the bugling.
How long were you on Cyprus?
Not a great length of time. As I say, to me, what? About October, I think it was, somewhere around there. October, November or something like that. That we were, as I say, I got the, coming near Christmas time, we got them there to send these walnuts and almonds, to home. I think it wasn't long after that, because it was, as I say, just again, it was just, we were in bivouac, like, you know, now to up and away, and they come in and tell you back again, being you wait, night time. Same thing, night time, down to the Farm Augusta. On the boats again, like, straight back over, back to Egypt. And going back to Egypt, and then on the way up to through Palestine and Iran, and that way up right up into the Caucasus.
That was a particularly long journey.
It was long.
How was that organised? How did you do with that?
We did it in stages, like, you know, went so many up to the. To different places, different what we call camps, and then the one, like, I remember most was Kirkcote, the oil. Then the North Stockdale, then we moved up further up, right up into to the river, a big river near Mosul. So near that way, and right up that way, right up into the Caucasus, like, you know.
Did they tell you why you were there?
No. Again, you didn't know where you were going. They didn't tell you exactly what you're going to do. But you got that, you were sent up there for something. You weren't just going up there for, like, you went to Cyprus, we thought. We went to there, we found out, as you say, that we went were there for the stop Germany taking it. And went up to Caucasus. We found out like that more than we did about Cyprus. Got told of going up there to, like, later on, like, you know, we've run our way. It might have leaked out along the line that that's where we're going up there in case Judy come through the Caucasus and down into Syria and that way, like, you know. Into work necessarily Persia. It's called Persia, wasn't it then? I think it then. And
what are your memories of that particular episode?
I kind of think a lot can happen. As I say, we travelled up through the Sinai Desert, like, you know, across there, and. That was the first time that I saw, like nomads living out in out in the desert. And when we were going past there, and there was this kid running like a dog, you know. And somebody was like, you know, talking about after, like, and so that was, he'd be rabies, like he'd been bitten by rabies, like my mad dog, and breaking and shouting, like, you know. That was the first time I ever seen him. We were in convoy going through and didn't stop. And they also have these big silver buses travelling through the desert, like, you know, no roads, like, you know, just on the sand desert, like, you know, the same as we were doing. And these big silver buses, and they used to be crowded, and they were travelling to wherever they were going to, like, you know, to further up the thing into Iraq or whichever way they were going to. And as I say, we used to go there, so all day, and then the kooks went ahead at first before us, like, and they went ahead. And the time we got into this place, the camp where we were stopping for the night, grub was ready, like, you know, and he got.